The California couple wanted Helen Beasley, the British woman, the surrogate mother, to abort one of the two healthy twins. What are your thoughts? Give me a call. 340-9585, 340-9585. We go to Debbie up next on the line from Uvalde. Debbie, you're on KSLR with Adam McManus.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't believe that they're wanting her to abort one of the babies.
Isn't that something?
They shouldn't get either one.
But apparently, this woman has no legal right to put up the children for adoption, even though she's the one physically carrying the twins.
But the twins have rights.
That's what I think.
They have a right to be born, and they have a right to a parent who wants them, not selectively one of them.
Mm.
These people don't even have a right to be parents.
Well, it certainly is troubling indeed, and this is part of the ugly picture of in vitro fertilization. For example, when the McCoys from Iowa became pregnant after a number of attempts, they became pregnant with septuplets, seven kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being encouraged by the doctors, part of the in vitro fertilization process, to quote, unquote, get involved in selective reduction, which is a euphemistic way of saying abort one or more of the children developing in the womb, presumably to increase the chances of survival of the remaining children that were not aborted. Selective reduction is the ugly, dirty secret of the in vitro fertilization industry, and it needs to be exposed under the light of day, in my view.
Oh, I think it's just wrong. You can't decide which of your children are going to live and which are going to die.
But in our abortion on demand ethic in America, you can't, and that's what's so sad. How horrific can you get? And why would you want to be known as the parents who wanted to kill one of your twins? I mean, it is just gruesome. It's something out of a horror movie, if you ask me. It's just egregious. It's barbaric. And it's a classic Polaroid snapshot of the increasing embrace of the culture of death.